1620 94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the April 13th, 2023 College Station City Council meeting, where the City Council, on a 4-3 vote, approved spending more than $354,000 in grant money towards a flood alert system. It's part of a $500,000 grant that the College Station Council accepted last October from the Texas General Land Office to be spent in low and moderate income areas of the city. Back to the 4-3 vote, Councilman Dennis Maloney, the swing vote, as he wanted the money for the flood alert system to go instead towards sidewalks or another generator, but changing the staff recommendation would have required another 14-day public comment period, which would have run past the grant deadline. That led Maloney to approve the staff recommendation.
A flood warning system in College Station, Texas, when we are way far away from Brazos Valley, way far away from Navasota, and thank God away from Houston, Texas, I just don't see it as a great problem. Our back is against the wall. You either do this or risk losing it. So we'll have a very nice flood warning system, and maybe we don't have to clean out our drainage anymore.
Councilman William Wright voting yes after getting confirmation from Josh Brooks of the city's community services office about the limitations placed by the General Land Office.
Y'all chose to spend this money because this is how you kind of had to spend this money. Is that more or less it?
For the most part, yes.
Bob Yancey among those voting no after learning there was no time before the state's May 2nd deadline to consider other options, then hold a required 14-day public comment period.
Staff recommended we receive this presentation regarding this draft plan and provide feedback. And so our feedback is jumping from feedback to we approve this plan.
A representative of the company that is selling the flood alert system technology to the city of College Station, Jacob Torres, talked about the project.
There are sort of different flavors of flood warning. I call this sort of the Diet Cola version of flood warning. We're not necessarily trying to gauge the Mississippi or Brazos rivers of the world here. We're really trying to get into those hard-to-reach places, those unstudied tributary systems that are behind your backyard, that, you know, roads can still flood and be at risk and cause closures. So those are the types of crossings that we're targeting. And so with that, we've had to come up with a more low-cost, flexible, modular approach to flood warning that is not as traditional as might the U.S. Geological Survey might conduct, where things are a bit more expensive as far as operational and maintenance. So we're really catered and targeted towards informing traffic for proactive roadway closing, and then having historical data as part of a robust gauging network to support our engineers and planning and development for using that to inform calibrating models and planning and coming up with really effective mitigation projects for flood studies.
Also voting for the flood alert system, Mayor John Nichols and Councilman Mark Smith. No one on the council opposed spending the remaining $145,000 towards an emergency generator at the Lincoln Recreation Center. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.